Good evening, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to another week, another day, another month to your Friday night tune-up. I'm Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, everyone, for joining us this evening for this tune-up on this, as I said, Friday night. So, hey, Hillis, how's your week been?
My week has been fabulous. It's been busy manifesting since this new portal energy. How about you?
Yeah, it's been a really good week for me this week. I had a huge upgrade this week with a friend of mine doing a session with light language and stuff, which was really awesome. It's just brought me this whole new level of opening. And so I've had a really good week, a lot of resting in between, and just because the energies have really been intense this week as well. But I just want to say hi to everyone and thank everyone for joining us this evening. We have Indigo and Deborah and Bridget and John. And so thank you for joining us live here in person. And my friend Lakaya is joining me as well. And she's over on the other side, but she doesn't want to get on camera. So she's sitting there. I had to say something. She's pushing her out of her comfort zone because this is what I do. So this is my dear friend Lataya, who is over here. She is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous acupuncturist. And she came over to do some acupuncture for me. So she is here joining us. So thank you, Lataya.
You're welcome.
And hello, everyone. So before we get into tonight, because tonight I feel is going to be very special because we're going to have a guest joining us later. Our dear friend and brother, Rob Blee, is going to hop on to help us with readings tonight. So it's going to be very awesome and to talk about his new class, which I'm super duper excited about for you guys to learn. But yet again, as always, I am so appreciative of you guys sharing the show, commenting, and just bringing in the love because we couldn't do this without you guys. And to continue to support us, you know, by offering the donations. And you guys, it's, I don't know, Rebecca, do you have something to say about that?
Oh, you were going to bring that up, weren't you?
So, well, it's part of the announcement. So, yeah.
It's part of the announcement. It's also part of, for me, it's also part of the learning lessons, or I should say the new immersion of what we're moving into and our energy and who we're becoming. And, you know, I've been talking to Hillis about that and the donations and, you know, what we put into the show and what comes out. And I'm going to be complete, you know, I'm truthful, raw, and then I've been feeling like this imbalance. And that's, you know, kind of what's going on in the world right now. Everybody's finding their balance of what used to work. What is kind of in between of working and not working, and then what you want to work in the future for you. Yeah. And it's all centers around what brings you joy and what makes your heart putter and following that. And, you know, and sometimes, and I was really going through like with the show and, you know, this week, just really going through my life and every part of my life. And I really was kind of struggling with the show from everything that we put out and what comes back. So in that space, you know, of that exchange of energy, and that's what it's all about right now. It's all about the giving and receiving at a whole nother level from the heart and opening up. So so that's what I was kind of like looking at this week and moving through. And in that, I don't know why this is coming to me, but I feel like I really need to say that in that balance and looking at everything, you know, looking at the world right now and everything going on. And what really struck me this week is how people are starting to get on the bandwagon with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. I really don't usually like to get into this, so I'm looking at it from a higher point of view. In saying that, we really as a collective right now have to really stay in our hearts around the people, because what is happening right now are few little individuals that are running the show and everybody's kind of following behind. And we can't get on the bandwagon and of, you know, cutting people down for where they're from or where they've been, and really holding the love around everyone right now, no matter what side or what's going on, but to hold that space of love for everyone. And I really felt, because I've seen a lot of people, you know, cutting off things because of where somebody lives and, you know, shunning the people because of the powers that be that are making these decisions for a whole collective group of people, which, and what we really need to do in order to switch that, because it goes all back again to balance, is to stay in the love around it for both sides, and not even those, like for wherever in the world things are out of balance, stay in the love around that is so important right now. So I just wanted to bring that up as well. And that's it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, the world for the past few years has been in a such polarized state, has mm-hmm. been in a state of opposites, and been in a state of separation. And you guys can watch last week's live episode to really understand what's emerging on the planet in terms of energy and the new heart chakra energies, the new chakras that are opening up on the earth as we move into the space of clearing and creation that's happening simultaneously. So as this energy, as these energy fields, as this chakra line opens, these meridian lines and these grid lines and all of this energy comes online and coming into sync with one another, it's all about having that balance. And, you know, I've been wanting to say that I have always been a workaholic, you know, always got to do. And now I've been kind of forced in a way to see and to be before I do. And I can say that it has been really changing, life-changing, because as we move into the balance of being first, I can't emphasize that enough, being first, following the intuitive action, following the inspired action, and then moving into the space of doing. And it is in that space of doing where we utilize the magic of the human body, where we utilize the magic of the physical space that we hold in the energy field, you know, in our brains, in our hearts, in our bodies, connected to our auric field and all the energies that represent who we are. And so it is in that space of balance where all things, all magic happen. Because, you know, just as a metaphor, as an example, you know, and I know everyone has one or has experienced one. So if you have a washing machine and somehow it gets out of balance, what happens? Right? It makes that loud clanging sound, right? On one side of the machine. And then what happens? And then it stops because it's out of balance. And so that's essentially what is happening. You know, when you're out of balance and you just end up stopping and crashing until you find a way to balance yourself. And the best way to balance yourself is open up the washing machine, spread out all the clothes, make sure everything is nice and even, and then close the machine and start the cycle again. And that's what's happening. We're in the space of restart. We're mm-hmm. in a space of up-leveling, because as you go into the next level, it's always a space of reset, of bringing in the newness to support you in what it is that you are and what you want to do.
Yes, exactly. And can you do me a favor, Hillis? Can you bring, or can I do that? Bring up John Johnson, what he said, yes. The powers that are desperate.
Yes, there we go.
Awesome. John, I love that you said that, the powers that are desperate, because, and I want to bring this to everyone's attention tonight, because this is coming up. I don't know about you, Hillis, but it's coming up all over the board. That's the word desperate, and that desperate energy is so profound on the planet right now, because everybody's searching, trying to feel secure in this insecurity that's going on. And when you get caught up in that energy, it's almost a distraction mm-hmm. of allowing you to be in your beingness and align to your higher self to move forward in the flow. And when you get caught up in the desperation energy, what happens is that you're in that energy of looking at the first thing that comes and not being centered what's truly right for you. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's so true. So I'm, you know, in saying that, everybody be really kind to themselves and very discerning on what steps and staying in the beingness, because in the beingness, you know, we are our human beings. We're not human doings. We are human beings. And we need to remember that. That's why the universe makes things so simple for us. It gives us directions of everything. You know, we are human beings. We are here to be. We are, you know, here to flow with it. We're not human doings, even though we do. So it's like everything's laid out for us. We're just, you know, we just have to complicate everything, and we just love suffering. So, you know, but we don't have to have that anymore, because we are living in a place where we can go and step into the joy, and we don't have to live from that space of desperation, because right now the universe is asking us more than it ever has before to trust, surrender, let go, let be, open to receive, and all will flow.
Yeah. You know, I just want to back up for a second, because you made a funny that just made me laugh. You said, yeah, everybody loves suffering. And I'm like, wait a minute. Everybody loves suffering. I'm like, wait a minute. Do we really? And what it opened up is that space of, if we are not aware of it, right? Mm-hmm. We are kind of in a way, in this space of punishing ourselves. And for what? Mm-hmm. Punishing ourselves because we aren't good enough. Mm-hmm. We don't deserve it. Like all these other programs, all these other programs. And you know, I want to bring this up because this is important. You know, seriously, because, you know, as we move into this space, we now want to allow ourselves to now let go of the programs. But, you know, how do we let go of the programs? And so this I'm getting emotional just even thinking about this experience. It was this new client of mine, 66-year-old woman, 66 years old, has never done anything energy related in her life for 66 years. She had so much fear, so much anxiety in her life, but she kept going because she was doing, and that's all she knew was to do, and living in that space of fear and anxiety for 66 years, okay? And today I had the session with her, and she was the most receptive, accepting, mm-hmm. appreciative person. And if it's not for us being open and receptive, we cannot receive what we are asking to receive, because she chose me out of hundreds of people that was available to her, but she was guided to me. I'm not, you know, whatever reason she was guided to me, I honor that and accept that. But it's also her being open and receptive to what her soul was asking for in mm-hmm. the space of restoration, in the space of renewal, in the space of I am here and I am ready. And that's the bottom line here, people. You know, we can suffer through this all we want to, but when we say the words, I am ready, then you send up that smoke gun, that signal flare that's like, hey, let's move on. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know?
No more, no more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I told you we were going to talk some bullshit tonight, because we were just talking the bullshit. See, and that's, you know, that's the bullshit we live in right now. You know, where we've been in this suffering. And it's like these new energies, they're so, it's just so beautiful and yummy what's coming in.
It really is.
If you can take the time to step into it. And, you know, and I've been realizing more and more this past week, you know, what we were just talking about, we do not have to hold on. It's really time to just let all that go. We don't have to hold on to it anymore.
Yeah. And I really like what John said. My suffering has brought awareness, and I accept my suffering. I go through because I signed up for this. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. All of us who are here now around our age group, you know, with Rebecca, myself, and everyone who's watching this in this age group, I'm not saying ages, but we all know how old we are. Because we know that there was going to be a time where we had to go through what we needed to go through to receive the knowledge, to receive their experience, and then apply it in our lives, then to mm-hmm. be of service to other people. And it's in that level of being of service where we then can allow ourselves to now be, you know, the first ones to receive this energy. The first ones to integrate it. And then it's like, oh, I know what you're going through. And so it's in that space of really accepting it. And that's where we are right now. We cannot deny who we are anymore.
No. And it's stepping in and enjoying and having fun and allowing that inner child to come out and play more. And just really, it's time, you know. I know you, Hillis, and I, you know, everybody's had their stories and their, you know, and most people in our age, a lot of we know, we pretty much, you know, you hear a lot of people, we've had a hard path, you know, we've chosen a hard path, but there's a reason why we chose that hard path. And all those, you know, things that have happened to us. So we could be in this moment in time to have that beautiful energy, to be able to release and have the empathy from everybody else moving up behind us. Because we've been there. So we are the pillars, the light pillars, grounding in this new energy to assist others who are waking up right now, which is happening more and more, to have the empathy for them because of the life, you know, the human school that we chose. And, you know, but we don't have to be in that, like, it's like we all, you know, a lot of people have graduated. I always say graduated, you know, we've graduated, you know, and now it's time to step forward into the next level of using what we have learned to hold the container for others as they move up and also to shine our lights forward to bring in this new energy and this just beautiful yumminess that is coming into the world in the middle of all this chaos as everything crumbles down.
Exactly. Thank you for that. And you know, one thing that you talked about just a moment ago is I feel is very important to bring up because it's been on my heart for a little while now is, you know, holding that space, or holding that container. Mm-hmm. And you know what I found myself this week while working with my clients? It was very interesting. I felt like I moved into more of a shamanic energy this week as I'm working with people. And I no longer hold a container for anyone. I no longer hold space for anyone. And just take a moment and listen to this, everyone who's watching, because I know we've all been indoctrinated with the term holding space or holding a container. It is allowing us, whom we work with, to feel safe in that space. Is for us to be in the contained space to where we feel safe to do what we need to do or do what's being asked. But then as we expand and grow, not just within ourselves, but in our practice and everyone else, we then begin to expand out, and that space of that container or holding space is no longer needed. Because the space that we hold is our planet, the space that we hold is our universe. And when we expand out, everything becomes a resource. Mm-hmm. All the elements, all the elementals, all the sounds, the frequencies, all the seen and unseen, it all becomes a resource. So when someone says they're holding space, not to knock anyone, but they are just limiting themselves to what they are fully capable of doing. And that's what I saw myself this week. Mm-hmm. You know, as I work with people and see how we allow ourselves to be limited, you know, by the experiences that we have taught, by the experiences that we hold. And so now it is in that to where we step into the limitless potential of being human. And in that, people, I ask you now to step out of that limiting belief and step into the limitless capability of who you are.
Exactly.
To own that and honor that, because, you know, I'm sorry if I'm just going on, but there was a show that I did with a sister of mine on the 22nd of February, Portal Day. And for the first time, I listened to it. For the first time, I really got to listen to myself and how I am of service to other people. And I want to take this time to honor those who I have worked with and allowing them to trust me and allowing me to become limitless. To be this individual, to recognize the beauty that is in all of us, and being that and just honoring that energy. And it made me weep. I was weeping for almost an hour and just allowing that energy to flow. And so this is where we are now. We are all in this space of becoming. But ask yourself, and I want to answers, people. What are you becoming? What are you becoming? You can answer now or next week, but I want answers.
Superstar. Superstar. I couldn't resist it.
You know, it's yeah, it's neat.
It is. And you know, the and it's kind of in between worlds right now with the tangible and the intangible.
Yeah.
The visible and the visible, because all that's opening up at a whole nother level right now, merging, and you know, timelines are shifting right now. Everything's moving together. Now I'm getting in the energy of everything, but there's so much happening right now. Everything's coming together. Everything's opening up. We are expanding out. The energy levels are rising up like you would not believe, where we're rising into that to just be in a whole new energy. And that's, you know, I want to let everybody know right now, and I feel like I really need to express this. That's why everybody right now is going, it's a whole nother level of cuckoo right now, just because you know how I am. You know, it's true though, because people are, you know, you have those that are awake, those are that are waking up, and those that have been completely dead that are, you know, all suddenly waking up. And then you have those that have decided they don't want to be here anymore and they're going to transition off the planet. And that's just kind of the transition of what's happening right now across the board. So the people that have been asleep and are waking up right now are stepping in to these energies at a whole level. So they're just, it goes right back again to that balance. They are so in balance right now with their beingness of their higher selves and their humanness to bring those together that people are freaking out. So be kind to people right now. Don't judge people if, you know, if they're having a moment, let them have their moment. And yeah, if you're having a moment, allow yourself to have your moments.
I know, I've been having mine.
You know, I do this all the time, but I have plenty of moments. I have my meltdowns, you know, and I can tell you, you know.
I can tell you.
Yeah, and Hillis can tell you, and Hillis has his meltdowns. You know, that's part, you got to remember, you know, even though we're moving into and ascending into this beautiful injury, we can walk the world in a different way, in a different light, in a different vibration. We still are in this human experience. So it's like, it's, once again, going back to balance and aligning all that together to become the oneness within ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well put.
Thank you, Phyllis.
And you know, and I just want to say yet again, I'm so happy to have our little family joining us. I mean, and everyone with their comments, you know, with John and Indigo and Gamby, I thank you all for the love that you've shown us this evening as we step into the fullness, as we embrace the energy and the message that we are designed to share with you.
And you're all cosmic superstars.
Yeah. Now we need like an air horn.
What?
We need an air horn.
Oh, I'll get one next week. Yeah. Don't tell me to do, I'll do something like, you know, and as I said, I want to so much gratitude to everybody that listens to our show as well, because I just watch the comments and how everybody co-creates this show. I mean, a lot of people that are watching can't see all the comments that are coming up, but you know, everybody says hi to everyone and everybody embraces everyone who jumps on. And it's just, it's so beautiful. And it's what the world should be right now. We all should co-create together.
Yes, 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 yes.
As a unit.
And if you guys are watching us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you guys are watching us, pop on over and join and like and subscribe our channel on YouTube, so that way you guys get notifications of everything that we do, because it's just easy that way. And you guys can join the family. I mean, because we have people watching us from different platforms. So I honor that in which you connect with us and how you connect with us. And so, yeah, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. I'm so hot right now. I'm like burning up.
I have fans going on. That's my hair. I feel like Marilyn Monroe. My hair has been like blowing the whole time.
I know. It doesn't matter with me. I don't have any hair. I have a fan on. When I'm hot, I'm hot.
Hillis, do you want me to send you a wig?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send you a cosmic wig.
You know, actually, I did wear a pink wig once. That picture would never be found, and I don't have it, so there's no picture of me wearing a pink wig. But yes, it was a few years ago. Ah. I was at a connection camp, connecting with other people, and it was a talent show night. I wasn't doing any talents, but I was in the audience, and I participated in the craziness, and I wore a pink wig. It was actually like down here.
I'm going to find that picture.
There is no picture.
There could have been a watcher from another timeline that took a picture and it's floating out somewhere.
No, there are other pictures of me, but never mind.
Oh, see, everybody wants to see you in your wig. Okay, come on, Hillis. I'd love to see you in a wig.
No.
We're going to make that happen.
No, because no. No, and honestly, wearing a wig is like wearing a hat.
Okay.
It's so hot underneath that. But anyway, we digress.
Okay. Anyway, we'll move on from that. That was just fun.
And so while we're having this moment of digression, I just want to take the time to announce a few things that are happening. So in addition to you guys participating and keeping the show going, we really appreciate it. Next week, the 17th, we are having, I'm having my Light Body Activation 2.0 live next week. So you guys can click the link in the description and you guys can click there, sign up. And this, if you guys experienced anything that I've done in the past, this is going to be completely mind-blowing, completely different from anything else. This light body activation 2.0. So it's going to be Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Ascended Master store. Click in the link in the description and we can get you guys going. And I guess there was a reason why we digress, because we have our amazing friend, our amazing brother, Mr. Rob Blee, joining us tonight. Mr. Terror with the attitude.
Terror with an attitude.
So if you guys know
him, an attitude tonight.
Huh? What?
Maybe that's why I had an attitude tonight. I was jumping into Rob's energy.
Yeah. So you either love him or you love him even more. So welcome, Rob. How are you?
Hello, hey, love.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever it is. Thank you. I have been running from show to show to show and everything else. And wow. Thank you. So you either love me or love me more, huh?
Yeah.
You have not talked to my ex-wife. Okay.
Well, ex-wives, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends don't count.
Oh, they don't?
No, because they are biased.
Oh, okay. They are biased. This is true.
Yes.
This is true. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to run with it and said, Hillis said, the Lemurian said, I can cancel out my past relationships.
Yeah, because now that we are in this new Earth energy, nothing matters. It's all gone.
It's gone. It got emerged into an old timeline. It's like gone.
Poof. As Indigo says, bangarang.
Bang.
Bangarang. 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 You know, good to see you, Indigo. Glad you are here. Thank you very much. Love it when I pop in and see the tribe. You know, that's really good. So, a lot of people need to learn that, though. When I talk to people about, letting crap go from the past and everything, they do need to learn. That's an old timeline. It's gone. You're on a new one. It's whatever you don't have to cross that anymore.
Oh.
It's up to you to let it go and to come to peace with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And so, everyone, like we mentioned at the top of the show, Rob is here hanging out with us to talk about his new class that he's going to have on the Ascended Master Store next week. So while we are waiting for your spirit questions to come in, because it's that time of the night when we guys give you spirit advice, to bring you guidance and to help you in the next steps. And Rob is going to be hanging out for that as well. But Rob, what is this live event you're doing next week?
What I'm doing is called Tarot Simplified. It's on Ascended Masters. And you do you have your link down there where they can click your link? Click the link down in Hillis's and Becky's description, and it'll take you right there. And what I'm trying to do, it's been on me a long time. I started writing books and things like that about, you know, when I started tarot, there's so many questions, there's so many things in those books, and then you grab another deck and this book and that book. And what I'm doing is a thing called Tarot Simplified. I want to let people, if they've just got some questions about who I'm talking to, individualizing it for yourself or whatnot, but how to get a deck and get started, okay, without being so overwhelmed. Because, I mean, those the books can be really, you know, scary. You know, and you think you got all this stuff to memorize, and really I'm going to break it down for people so they can actually get started. Is it the be-all and end-all? No, but it's a great way to get started and then using your intuition.
Awesome. You know, I may have to hop on and get some wisdom because I've never been one to that was drawn to tarot because I've always just been connected to the energy. So I just read the energy, connect to the Akashic records, connect to all that beautiful energy in that space to really allow for the spirit messages to come through. But now we have our first question of the night. And so, Rob, I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know, Rebecca, you're already ready.
I saw Deborah Robbins is in here, too. Hey, Deborah, bangarang, girl. Okay. All right. Let's see what's happening. Are there any divine messages for me today, please? I am curious what message I will have after the most amazing journey I went through yesterday. Much love and gratitude. You know, so are we all answering this one? How do you want to do
this? I'll leave it with you and Rebecca because I know what Indigo is referencing, so I would just bow out of this one gracefully. Because I kind of already know.
Becky, got to tell you, love the hair. Love the hair. Love the hair. It's doing it for me. I'm telling you.
It is?
It's doing it for me, yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, so that's just tell your husband I said hello, okay? And I don't need anybody chasing me around in a parking lot with an axe or anything, you know? But that's a good color. It all looks good.
I like it.
Yeah. Hillis, you just copy me all the time on hairstyles. So
you know, it's been like this for twenty something years.
No. We're both gonna have wigs.
We had a whole thing about wigs early on.
So. Oh, okay. I want to welcome back Cotter wig. I always wanted that early hair.
I would not wear a wig. I've
Okay.
Only on Thursdays. Then my kids call me Murray. You know, so you know.
Awesome.
All right. Indigo. Bangarang. Okay. Divine messages. Let me take a minute and kind of disconnect and get into Indigo. What's going on here? Indigo, you have started something huge. And I know you've had a lot going on in your life. And you're really making big strides is what I see. What I would do is caution you, make sure don't try to eat the elephant in one sitting, if that makes any sense, is what I'm picking up. You know, get what you do, go and work on some, and then keep going. Okay, great job. I'm using a deck. I got a new deck. My wife bought me a new deck, Becky, called The Lost Tarot.
Oh, nice. Okay?
The artwork is absolutely beautiful. They've actually taken some classic masterpieces and then changed them around a bit for tarot. So we're going to do this for Indigo. I'm going to use this deck. Here we go. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. Indigo, what I'm seeing is you're trying to make sure that you're feeling fulfilled. Ten of Cups, there's something you're not quite finishing, you need to finish, that's going on here, but you're doing it well. And this is in your subconscious. There are some things here. I got the Ten of Cups upside down. So you're manifesting some things, but you're not quite getting them across the finish line, if that would make any sense. One of the things I'm seeing is, remember I talked to Wow. Okay. I love it when the cards come through and spirit comes through. We have temperance here, balance. Okay. Remember I said right at the beginning of this, don't eat the elephant in one sitting. You got it. Move slow. What was that? Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me, Becky. You know, so this is the big thing I've got. Then I've got the Three of Cups upside down. Don't forget, it's okay to party. It's okay to get other people involved, and it's okay to get creative. You don't have to do everything by rote, by memory, or exactly what somebody says. Use that beautiful intuition of yours and go out and remember, bring in friends that are on the same wavelength and are devouring the same energy you are. Okay? That's the biggest messages that I have right now in the time that we have. So I hope that came through. Has anybody got anything else, Becky?
Yeah, I do. So dear love, what I'm feeling right now, you've been totally uprooted from where you've been. You're pulling out these roots that you had and your new roots coming in. But I also feel like you've got to let go of some stuff from the past, that writing some past kind of wrongs, kind of things that are still lingering down there at the bottom of the roots that just need to trickle out and get, so you can be safe with that. But right now, seriously, your world is a new canvas. You're opening up to a whole new freaking world. Really tap into the earth right now and the energies and allow them to follow you to where you're going, because they will direct you in this new energy that you're creating within yourself, grounded within, and letting go of that. And do not be afraid to ask for what you want at a whole new level. Almost, I'm getting like, just command it. Like, this is it. Don't have any expectations around it and what it looks like, but demand, this is what I require, this is what I want, and this is what will come to be. And then have gratitude for what shows up and root yourself down in a whole new way of creating yourself and open up to the energy and the magic that you are, that you've been hiding from.
Wow, that right there, beautiful. What you just said summed it up beautifully. In asking what are Indigo's challenges, I got the Magician reversed. Okay, so we are looking at remembering everything you need is within you. Trust yourself, listen to you, and that's just what Becky was telling you. That's awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
So now we're going to move over to Miss Sarah. And does my sister, who passed away almost 2 years ago, have a message for me? So I've been kind of tuning in to this one already, you guys. So Rob and I, maybe Rob, Rebecca, do you want to do this one too? You all three, maybe?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. I got something about a rock. I don't know. That's when I read the question, something about a rock. I let go of the rock.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just kind of came right in. That energy came right in. So I don't know, sit with that, if it makes sense or not, Sarah, but that's what came
in. So Sarah, my dear, what is interesting about this, because what is coming in is, there's a few things coming in, but the word patience is coming in. And there, she's trying to show me something from a childhood. What I'm seeing is like a myriad of things. There's like this spoon that I'm seeing. There's like this other, I'm seeing like a yellow spoon, and I'm not sure what this may mean, but this just mean for validation purposes of who she is. But there's a lot of forgiveness energy that's coming in from her. And I feel that this level of forgiveness is for things that happen with you, with your mom, with the parents, all of this. So there's a lot of forgiveness energy, and that how she left you was sudden. And so she's apologizing for her sudden departure in life. It's really, there's a lot of sadness, but there's also, don't want you to remember the sadness, remember the good times. Just remember all the love, all the joy, all the goodness that is the good times you guys had. So yeah, if any of that made sense, let me know. And then, you know, yeah, let me know. Because it's kind of like sparsed, the messages. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, what I'm getting here, huge fortitude came up. remember who you are. That's a big I'm really getting the shivers from this, that she wants you to remember who you are and that things change. This change you weren't expecting, there were things left undone, but it's okay. You need to roll with it and go with it. And then I've got the King of Wands here. And that is, you need to take charge. It's your life. It's your fire, your passions, your desire. Live it. That's the biggest thing. One of the biggest things I am picking up in here with the cards I've got, with reversed 8 strength and then the tower. In that change, you're trying to figure things out. Some things have not been easy for you to figure out, and you feel kind of, you're not used to this still. You're dealing with it. Change happens, and some change you have no control over. There were things that you don't have any control over in this and in her leaving. So that's what I've got. She does. Hillis hit it on the head. She wants you to be happy, live your life, be strong, and live that fire and that passion. All right, and remember, she's always with you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Rebecca, did you have anything, or should we?
No, no, no. I mean, let go of the rock kind of clarified everything. I mean, from what you guys were saying, it's like, let go of the rock. I mean, it was just something that came through.
Let go of the rock, my dear.
Let go.
So thank you guys so much for that. So, John, I will. So, John, you just take this one by yourself. This is all you, John. I mean, Rob.
Okay. I would love to hear Reverend Rob's insight with me. I thank you much. Okay, so I take it I'm just kind of going, shooting from the hip here, and I'm asking Spirit to let me know what John needs to know, is the way I'm reading that, unless there's something down below. Okay, all right, let's see what's going on. All right, that's kind of what I'm getting here. All right, so. All right, John, you got some stuff going on because I'm getting like a swirl of stuff, things like that coming in. The first thing I have is the Hermit upside down. Is it time for you to be spending some time with yourself and you're not? Are you trying to make something happen? Are you not taking a very good look at what's going on around you? I have Justice upside down. What this is saying is, remember, in your manifesting, are you trying to manifest something that you haven't worked hard enough on yourself yet? You got to turn inward. What I'm feeling here is there's a lot of inward work that needs to be done. And the last card I get here is the Three of Wands. So you're trying to take a journey without having the map, without having all of the information. You've got to start, okay, within and of yourself. Then you can work this thing outwards to whatever's going on. And this passion, this desire, this Three of Wands, this trip you want to take, you'll be able to take it. But everything is starting with you. It's starting within you and things you have to work on and get. Maybe some karmic debt out there a little bit that still has to be dealt with, okay, or whatnot. Some things have to be released. That's what I'm getting. Once you do that, you'll be able to begin your journey and start a plan.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. So now we have Miss Isabella Fauna. Oh, I love your cat. I love your cat, your three-eyed cat, Isabella. That's awesome. So I'll start because I've been tuning into this one for a minute. So my dear, for what you need to do to connect is to let go of the distractions, whatever distractions, because I say that because I'm finding myself being distracted right now. So whatever distractions you have in your home, let them go, whether it be TV or whatever distractions you have. Because the distractions are getting in the way, whether if it's your phone, whatever, because it's not allowing you to connect. And the fear, whatever fear you have about connecting to your guides, to your loved ones, because they all have messages for you. They all are talking to you. But now you have to allow yourself to be open to the interpretation of the message that you receive, meaning that there are other tools and resources, to look up numbers or number patterns or symbols or things like that. And sometimes when you get that feeling, that feel, or your hands or what have you, that spirit connecting with you. So there's no need to really go to other realms. You just have to allow yourself first to connect with them here. And as you connect with them here, you then be able can go travel to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Becky, you got anything?
I got two things. First of all, working with the elements will be very beneficial to you, especially water. It will help you flow. And one question that just came through, it came through and then got interrupted. But what from the past is holding you back that you're not able to release to open to the future of you?
Beautiful.
So there's something, so sit with that question, because that question right there will answer your question.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first card I got was death. Okay. But I love this death card from the Lightseers deck. Okay. Without death, there can't be rebirth. All right. This is rebirth. Mm-hmm. And what I'm really picking up here, I asked, what are your challenges in connecting to other realms? And some of this is letting some of your already thoughts that are there, you got to let those go and be willing to take in something new and learn a new way, a new path, a new thing. That's going to be part of it. Some of this is you're still fighting some inner thoughts or things, or you don't know whether to believe yourself or not. You're going to have to release and let go and be reborn. And what I got for the solution to this, you know, it's funny how one of you said, sit still, be still, listen to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Knight of Pentacles upside down. Okay, which is saying, stop, listen, get grounded, and learn to put out the rest of the external world. This is going to be the huge rebirth for you. I would strongly suggest some mindfulness techniques. Look on YouTube, look up some exercises so you can be here and practice being here and in the moment, and then you'll be able to tune in. Sometimes you're confused about whether it's something you think you're hearing or something you are hearing. And this rebirth of yourself, remaking yourself to listen, it will help tremendously.
Beautiful.
Hey, Rob.
Yes,
ma'am. Real quick, while you were saying that, a message came in to start journal what you receive. Start journaling down when you receive energies to track them, to find out how you communicate with spirit. Because they're talking to you and you're not noticing some things that, and that's energetic, how your body feels and stuff. But start writing them down when things happen, how you're feeling, so you can start to kind of discern and break down the information, so then you can start to communicate with it.
Great advice.
I love that. Thank you, Rebecca. Yeah, I kind of said that, and thank you for reiterating that message, because I said it, but I think I said it too fast.
Oh.
No, I think I really did. I think I really did say it too fast.
I don't remember. I
think. So Facebook user, so anyone who's on Facebook, gentle reminder, you do have to give StreamYard permission so we can see your beautiful face. And so, Rob, I'll let you take this one because I am unable to tune in.
Okay.
Because I
so
can't.
I'm just if going just... right to Facebook user. I'm going to pull a couple of cards here real quick, and we're just going to go and let it see. There is something moving around. I am getting that there is a particular message for this person. All right. The High Priestess upside down. All right. This is definitely, every card was reversed. This is definitely, when I see that, it is a message to you about what's going on inside you, not in your external world or anything else. So this is a direct message for you. The High Priestess, you have to learn to use your intuition. You're probably a very black and white person, and what this is saying is the High Priestess is there to remind you not everything is done in black and white. You do have to learn to use your experience, your gift, your intuition to guide yourself. The next card, Seven of Coins. This is almost what I'm getting here is you're overanalyzing. You're bringing things out. You're trying to pick it apart and things like that rather than just going, let me sit back, watch what's happening, and I'll take care of what needs to be taken care of. Don't overanalyze. Coins is about being physical. It's about in this world. Don't overanalyze everything and keep trying. What I'm getting is trying to come up with proof of everything. You have more powers than what you're willing to know. You feel like you've got these powers, but you're not able to attach them because the real world is coming in and you're questioning things. The final card was the Hierophant. Again, upside down. Let go of the structure. Start, you know, there are times structure is good. We need a value system. But for you, Facebook user, let some of that go. Follow your own heart. Follow your own intuition and let this lead you. And you'll be led into a whole new path, a whole new light.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Rob. Rebecca?
I was wondering if you could, guys could pull, Rob, you could pull a card for my friend joining me here, Latiya.
Okay. Latiya? Is she there with you physically?
Yes, she's on the sofa.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is huge. She's coming on again. Say hello to Rob. This is Latiya.
Hello, how are you?
I have heard so much about you.
It's not all true, I promise. Okay.
I think it is. Okay. You're amazing.
All right, thank you. All right, Latiya, let's take a look. All right. For Latiya. All right. You know there's a natural beauty when you can look pretty sideways. Okay? When she stuck her head in there, there's a beauty down deep inside of her and on the outward. So that was, you know, how many comments does she get all the time about her eyes? I'm really...
All the time.
Okay. There we go.
So while you guys are doing that, I'm going to jump ahead and get to this question because I did a little research and I know who this person is, this Facebook user.
Okay.
Supplement company. So I know who this is only because I was did some research. So my dear Carrie, for you just have to allow yourself to let go. I mean, the continuous cycle of planning and planning and planning and planning is only putting it off. So now you have to allow yourself to move into the actual doing of it. And what I feel is best to start small and to find what is your heart is drawn to. And as you find what your heart is drawn to, the doors are going to open up, so there won't be all this space of planning and moving in that energy. So yes, you're on the right path. Is from what I hear, you're on the right path of what you're doing. Just continue to trust, and that's the big thing here. You have to trust what it is that you feel. Trust the people you're working with. Trust the product. And if there's no trust, there's no company. Rebecca, do you have anything?
No.
Okay. So,
I spaced out for a second. I'm back.
Okay. So, Miss Latiya, go ahead, Mr. Rob Lee, for Miss Latiya.
All right. The first thing I got was the Hanged Man upside down. So, what I want Latiya to do is look at what her perspectives are about herself. She's more powerful than she believes and has a lot more to give and to offer than what she believes. At the same point, she feels like she's been pretty beat up. Okay. And it keeps like she can't escape it. One of these challenges, and I even pulled a challenge card, was the world. And the challenge is the world because she feels like she can't make everybody happy. Guess what? Newsflash. You can't. Screw them. You got to get up. You got to do what makes your heart happy. Seven of coins. Again, but this is upright. Look at what's going on around you. Where do you need to put your effort and energy? If you're seeing something that you need to work on, work on. But see it because I'm going to show you this card. It's the farmer. And I know Becky can show you a seven of coins in another deck, okay? And he's a farmer, but he's standing with his hoe. He's not working it. Don't overanalyze. Don't overwork it. Look at what's going on and what's happening, what works and what doesn't work, and then move forward. The beautiful part about this, though, is the devil card at the end, okay? Meaning you're chaining yourself, you're stopping yourself by being a.
I just got flipped off.
Everybody can see you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's live. It's okay. You ain't going to be the first woman to flip me off. I can tell you that.
Well, that was for Becky.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, but you know, but what I'm saying is the beautiful part about the devil, most of the times when we see, I love this devil card. This could be a tattoo of the devil. All right. Very, very powerful card.
Wow.
The beautiful thing about the devil is he depicts, it's what you elect to chain yourself to. Which means you can slip that yoke off. It might take a little bit of work, but you're going to have to slip it off. Once you do that, you flip the world card upside down, and the world is yours. Don't be your own worst enemy right now. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you so much.
You beautiful. Are welcome. Thank you for that, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
And this is why you never know what's going to happen live. And we move to one of my dear friends. Huh?
You missed Gamby.
No, I didn't.
To
one of my dear friends, Colette. So I'm speaking with my manager next week about coming on board permanently. Doing so would allow me to support myself while I develop my passion. So this is a quickie, you guys. So if you guys have something, I mean, because honestly, right now, what I get is a yes. For you, Colette. And Colette, and in addition to that, yes, no more second guessing yourself. Second guessing is over now. Follow your intuition, follow your heart, and just move. Is that moving backwards and forwards, Rob? Which way is it moving?
Yep, I asked if it would work with me, and I'm just making sure. So Colette wants to know if going on board full-time permanently would allow her to support herself if this is a good move. Is that a good move for Colette? Absolutely, without a doubt.
So yes, three yeses, my dear.
Absolutely.
There you go. I love it. So, Miss Gamby, Rebecca, you want to take this one?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, my dear, keep going. Where you're going right now, keep going. And if things don't go the way you think they're going or are disconstrued or disappointed, use that to fuel you forward.
Yes.
If getting caught up in disappointments has held you back and stopped the energy, but if you can step into that and use that as the fuel to push you forward, everything's going to come together for you. And ask for what you want once again. Step into asking for what you want. Get clear in what you want.
Yeah.
And stop. I'm getting like this right now. Stop going all over the place around it. Get clear. Step in your heart saying, this is what I desire. This is what I require. This is what my life is. I wish to and will create. And use that to fuel you from the heart moving forward. And don't get yourself caught up in everything.
Yes, exactly.
Bring the time management in and manage and prioritize what brings joy to your heart. Everything else, throw out the door.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And as you do so, my dear, just use the phrase, I command or I am commanding for this to happen for me. You create that statement because you will the power. And now it's time for you to take that power back to own it, to own what it is that you want to create.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I see a lot of pain here at some point. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing like almost a feeling of betrayal. And again, kind of like your friend, the world upside down, like the weight of the world is on her shoulders. She doesn't seem, feels like she can't do anything right or whatnot. Stop it. Knock it off. Listen, sit still. Listen to spirit, and then what's beautiful is we have the star that came right side up. The star is saying there is direction. There is balance. She's got 1 foot in the water, 1 foot in the, on the ground. But the important thing is the star is there. Men have been using stars to find direction. Once you come to terms with all this stuff and you start realizing, you can find the direction. And spirit wants to, there's somebody with you that keeps tugging on you. Every now and then, you will feel like you are not alone when you are alone. There's somebody that keeps, and I'm really getting like a tugging thing, and they're wanting you to leave some of this behind and come on and have a good time. This person is trying to, whether it's a guide or somebody from your past, this is about finding direction and realizing life goes on. Look up, look to the, stop looking down and look up. This is going to be huge for you to help you move forward and to get some things going in your life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much for that. And you guys, I just want to take this time to say thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight, for moving along as we get through all these messages. But yet we have one more message.
One more.
And then it's going to be time for the tune-up, because it wouldn't be Friday night without the tune-up, right?
Aha! There we go.
So last question, Elizabeth. Can you tell me what messages my late father has for me?
All right. Elizabeth Richter. I'm really not picking up a hard presence of her father. I'm picking up spirit.
So, you know, I'll
I'm going to let the cards say whatever message would be.
Okay, because it's starting to trickle in. Elizabeth, so first things first,
just
know and understand that everything that transpired at the end was the way that it was supposed to happen. There was nothing that you could have done about it. There was no other way that it could have gone, no matter how much there was a space of control around it. It was the way that it was. And so just know that in honoring that in his wishes, that everything was fulfilled in the way that it was, and that he is happy that everything was fulfilled in that manner. And I know I'm speaking a little bit vague here, but this is in the way that your father is. He was affectionate person, but a person who was, you know, affectionate in his own way, a person who was in his vague space of expression. And just know that that he was always there around you, that there's a great love for you and the kids. He talks about the kids a lot. So just know that they are watched over as well. And just know that there's plenty of love. And so whatever guilt that you're holding on to because of his passing, you have to let that go. Whatever that guilt is, you have to let it go, because it's no more, because there's nothing but love around you with him now.
Yeah, what's ironic that you went down that path. The three cards I pulled, the first one is the Five of Cups. It's my grief card. All right. And what I'm getting in this message is, sweetie, you've grieved long enough. Now, here's what I'm going to give you from the clinical side. You will never, ever get rid of grief. It will be with you forever, but it'll morph. It'll change. It'll move. Each stage will move around and change on you. But don't get stuck here. You've done everything you know to do. I got the King of Wands reversed. Meaning what I'm hearing is, sweetie, I taught you. You know how to handle this. You've got, have faith in yourself and go get what you want. You've kind of become stuck in wondering what daddy would do. How would daddy do this? Things like this. The final card is the Eight of Cups reversed. And what I'm getting from that is, I'll never leave you. All right? Your dad's presence will always be there to check on you. He will always know that you're there, but his love will always be there, no matter what happened before. And I'm really getting a strong physical heartache feeling that he wants things to be better, but this is not the same as it used to be, okay? And he knows who you are, how beautiful you are, and that maybe it's time he's not going to leave you, but it's time for you to start standing on your own two feet and walking forward.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how that resonated, you know? So.
Rebecca, do you have anything?
I was just kind of feeling the same thing. It's time to step forward. And my heart's just, you know, I feel like.
Yeah, it's either he is here, okay, or his something, because it is a pressing thing. And it's almost like now as I open up to it, I'm really almost getting a tearful, another forgiveness thing. This didn't.
Yeah.
So what's coming through for me right now is just remember who you are, my dear one. Remember who you are.
Exactly.
Look at what you have and move forward. Don't lose time now mourning about what you lost.
Yeah.
It's time to dance again. And I keep on seeing a red truck, and I wasn't going to say anything, but I don't know if a red truck means anything, but I keep on seeing this little red truck, like an old time red truck. So yeah. I don't know if that means anything, but I just needed to express it.
Thank you guys so much for that. And then I lied. I thought that was the last one, but this is the last one. I know. I'm bad. I know. So I'm bowing out of this one, guys. So if you guys have a card for Miss Arena. If you guys can pull a card for her, and then we can get to. Oh, she said she. So the card that Arena is asking for is a card for her family.
Oh, a family in the Ukraine. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I was being drawn to find out what her challenge is. Okay. And then how we're going to deal with it. So let's take a look at this. Wow. She gets the world card right side up. Okay. And so what's going on in the world is your challenge is looking. What'd you get? I can't see.
It's the world perspective.
Yeah. This is about understanding there are things going on outside of anybody's control. And to understand, don't let the world get in your way and love you. You again, be careful. I'm going to talk about manifesting. There are loved ones. We can't help but worry about them. But at the same point, you need to see them as living a full, healthy life, okay? So that you're giving that and not opening the door to that negativity. What I've got here, yeah, Five of Wands. Don't let all this news and everything suck you into a negative place. It's not your drama. You just send them love, light, peace, and that's what's and that's what's going to get you through. Okay. You know, y'all were talking about manifesting earlier. And I've come up with a thing I tell people about manifesting. When you see, don't say, I want, I desire, I dream, I wish, okay? When you visualize this situation, you need to see it in the way that you want it to turn out as though it's already happened.
Yeah, in the now.
In the now.
Yeah, you look at your manifestation of the future as a memory. Okay. Yeah. See them healthy, see them happy, see them whole. Send them love, send them light. I love the peace, love, and light. It's one of the things I say all the time. But yeah. I really need you to understand that this is going to be very important. Knight of Cups is the final card I have for you. Things are going to happen. You're going to have to move, but your love will always be there. They need your love now more than ever. Okay? And just realize, you know, you're going to be able to handle it. Okay.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much for that. And Rebecca, what do you have, my dear?
You know, it's funny. I pulled the world card too, and there are just so many things coming to me right now, but my world's kind of
overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. I'm just going to read what it says on the card. Cause I think it's so apropos. It's perspective. None of this matters. Zoom out, common ground.
Beautiful.
And just as Rob said, you know, this is happening. I know it's so hard when your family's there. And my heart goes out to you to experience that, having family over there. But in the grand scheme, this is, and I'm looking from higher point of view right now, is
all this is happening for this new birth of this new world. And the angels are looking over, you know, the angels are out there watching over the people, you know, watching that, taking care of what needs to be taken care of.
Right.
And the only thing you can do right now, my dear, is just hold in your heart that love and that peace and that just unconditional love and no judgment on either side. And I said this earlier, you know, with the other side and everything going on, we need to keep the love through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do right now. It's just hold love, the vibration of love.
Yes. Can I say something to Arena? And Arena, this is directly to you. A lot of people will not understand what you're going through.
Yes.
I do. My oldest boy is an archaeologist. He was in Turkey when the coup d'etat happened. They were hiding out in the mountains. They were trying to figure out sneak ways out, everything else. And I'm panicked. And then finally I went, you know what? He's going to be fine. I didn't raise a dummy. Okay. They're going to work it out, and this is going to be something he will remember being part of for the rest of his life. And it worked out. I didn't want to start jumping into that negative manifestation thing. We can always picture everything that's wrong, picture what's right. Let them see. Picture them finding a way out.
Yeah.
Okay? Whatever needs to be. All right?
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Rob. And everyone, again, thank you for hanging in tonight, as I know that we have our special guest, Rob Lee, on with us, and we are super excited to, you know, share his class. So you guys click the link in the description below to where you guys can register to how he talks about how to simplify tarot, and you guys can learn how to do this for yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. So thank you, Rob. You going to hang out with us for the next few minutes while we do the Friday night tune-up?
Wouldn't miss it. Wouldn't miss it. And Becky, I've been practicing with noises. I really have. I've been practicing and just, well, I'm alone. I don't, you know, and I'm let it make, yeah. So it's amazing when you kind of tune in what comes
Beautiful.
Why I'm tuning, if you boys would like to join, just jump on in with me.
Well, you know, I've been practicing too. You know, I've been doing my thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys, so get ready to ground yourself in as I connect to Rebecca, connect to Rob, connect to all those watching now and later. Allow this divine, beautiful energy, this nameless light, this creator energy to flow through and to us in this beautiful expression. Everybody put their hands on their heart and the hand on their stomach and bring yourself back home to you. Open up to the universal love, the universal vibration, the universal expansion of who you are.
brought here during this time to expand out to who you're required to be in a whole new energy of the beauty, beauty, beauty you truly are.
We go Kihito. As we open the portal energies, we go Kihito. Allow the gatekeepers to allow the energy to flow, to bring in the balance that we are infinitely connected to. Allowing the joys of who we are, the expressions of who we are, to be expressed freely, from no judgment, free from all judgment, letting who we are to be seen, to be free from the desperate energy, the lower field that is collapsing, for us to stand on the new foundation of existence, because we exist. And as we create this new foundation co-creatively, as we are co-conspirators, co-spirits working together, speaking together, working together, honoring each other, who we are, and the love and the joy, the happiness, the resonance of our field of restoration, we go Kihito as the portal opens wider in this fifth dimension of space-time energy, understanding that all is infinite. Because we are infinite, we are unending, we are limitless. Understanding the limitless potential that we carry in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our bodies, in every layer and every field of who we truly are. The trueness, the trueness, the trueness, the trueness, true, true, trueness of our existence only exists because we exist, because we exist and you exist, and we all exist in the energy of the prime, the first, the only, as we allow ourselves to be part of this beautiful existence and energy. So allow yourselves to be part of the first and experience this beautiful balance of love, unconditional love that is holding us as we move through the dimensional energies of oneness. Thank you.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I am awesome. I am awesome. I was way far away.
Huh? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for watching this week. Be sure to register for Rob's class next week and yes, my live next week as well. And keep exploring, everybody, because we are limitless beings.
Yes. Be the cosmic explorer of you. Don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you. Thank you, everyone.
Same time.
Yeah.
Same channel. Next week. See you soon.
Bangarang.
Thanks, Bangarang. Bangarang.